This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. This is Public Health Month, and this month we're featuring some interviews with personnel from the Yancey County Health Department to talk about public health. Our guest today is Fran Giardina, Women's Health OB-GYN nurse practitioner, and she's with us to talk about the importance of family planning as a public health issue. Welcome, Fran.
Thanks, Steve, for having me today.
Fran, tell us about the purpose, a little bit about the purpose of the family planning program at the health department.
Well, the CDC has recognized family planning as one of the most important public health developments of the 20th century. Family planning allows couples to plan when they want to become pregnant. This is important because planned pregnancies help decrease risks to mothers and babies by addressing potential problems before a woman gets pregnant.
Give our listeners a specific example of how family planning programs help in preventing public health problems.
Okay. A great example is the folic acid campaign. It was discovered that lack of folic acid, one of the B vitamins, contributed to a high risk of spina bifida, which is a major birth defect in infants. The risk was specifically high in Western North Carolina. A public health campaign was developed to provide not only education, but to also distribute free vitamins with folic acid to all women of childbearing age. These vitamins are distributed free in all family planning programs in the Western region. Since the onset of the program, spina bifida rates have dropped dramatically. This was a specific solution to a very specific public health issue.
Fran, let's talk about some of the other services family planning programs provide, and how do they relate to prevention?
Sure. A key role of public health is to prevent unnecessary death and suffering because of the spread of communicable diseases. Our family planning program focuses on prevention by providing a woman an annual physical exam, pap smear, and prevention education. An annual physical exam and a pap smear are essential to screen women for breast and cervical cancer and other infections and diseases of the reproductive organs, which can lead to more serious health problems for themselves or possibly for their partner. Early detection is an example of identifying those in need of early treatment for cancer and sexually transmitted diseases. Detection is key in preventing the spread of sexually transmitted diseases to others. Sexually transmitted diseases, or as we abbreviate them as STDs, are examples of communicable diseases that are transmitted from one person to another. Certain STDs can lead to the inability to have children or can be passed on to children while a woman is pregnant or during the birth process. Other STDs can lead to very serious consequences, including cancer or even death.
Fran, it's pretty clear that public health is about addressing our community's health needs. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Yes. Recently, as part of Health Promotion Month, the Health Department held a clinic specifically for breast and cervical cancer screening. I'd like to remind all women of the importance of these annual checks. I just hope that your listeners understand that public health is more than just a building or one clinic appointment, but a plan to protect the health of our community and promote the well-being of all Yancey County citizens.
Thank you, Fran Giardina, Women's Health OB-GYN nurse practitioner with the Yancey County Health Department. This is Public Health Month, and we will be continuing these series of interviews throughout the month, talking with personnel about public health. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.